Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
AMC Theaters is joining a handful of companies renting out individual auditoriums for private movie screenings. Let's learn more, including how surprisingly affordable it can be, from Tom Lason, media analyst at in Seattle, Washington. Tom, thanks for joining us. What are some of the details on the AMC movie theater rental deal? When I saw the price, it made my jaw drop.
Yeah, $100 is the base price. It looks good, but let me tell you, then you really start adding some serious fees. It's like flying a plane these days if you want the blanket and the peanuts. If you want a microphone to address the crowd, if you want to have an extended starting window, if you want snacks, if you want food, all those things are going to add up to several hundred dollars. And, you know, let's provide some context for this. AMC was down $1 billion in Q3. And as you'll recall, we've discussed this before, indicated it was going to be running out of cash in a month or two. So this is part of the survival plan that includes selling shares and negotiating with landlords, possible asset sales, and trying to add cleaning and air filtration. But sadly, let's face it, it really doesn't matter what they do in a lot of ways. I think when it comes to movie going, people will not come back until they feel safe. So they're hoping that you can get 20 of your friends together and rent the place out. Not available in New York, which remains a major hit to them, but we'll see if the pencils are sharp enough to make this profitable.
How deep is the movie library that you, as the movie theater renter, can go into? Can you make requests, or does AMC give you a list?
You know, there isn't a whiteboard big enough to draw up the licensing and rights agreements the way they operate, but there is a list, and you can make requests of that too to see what's available. But that is the rights issues are very complicated there. But by the same token, when you compare the experience, it at least allows you and your group to have that experience, which I think is fairly unique and hopefully will remain a part of American culture even as fewer films probably over the years are released to theaters, even as that direct-to-consumer market and business model continues to grow.
Then very quickly, you mentioned snacks. Like the snack bar is not open. You have to like prepay and pre-buy.
Yeah, and you know, I think the snacks piece has another interesting part to it too, which is a little bit like a gas station. It's not exactly a lost leader, but the margins that come about with selling the snacks and selling the food in the movie theater model are substantial and robust. So that's where, when you talk about that $100 fee, well, guess what? That's to get the doors open, and then you start adding from there.
Thanks a lot. Tom Lason, media analyst, Seattle, Washington. You can find him on Twitter @TomLason.